Take life and live it. Take love and give it. Do what's right and you just can't go wrong.
Billy Carson is really smart. Been following him for over a decade on all the hidden technology, secret history. He joins us in the third hour, Jay Dyer in the fourth. In this hour, I'm going to get to the invaders now feeding children to crocodiles in the UK. And they've taken kids from Christian parents and given them to LGBT to viciously rape babies to death. I'm sorry, but this is really going on. But remember, we're listener supported and I need funds right now. So I'm asking for your support. Here's a breakdown of that. We'll be right back.
So, I've been wearing a tactical belt like that. I've got one on right now. I've been wearing it for more than 20 years. That belt that you are showing right there, with the rigidity of it, the strength of it, you see, because I carry a firearm. I've carried for, over 20 years. That belt is a $75 belt, normally, every day at retail. You have it for what, $39? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
$39? So, I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't know. But you said your Bigley guys have put that together.
Yes, sir.
That is the belt. If you go to a firearms course and you train with the most experienced firearms trainers, they will wear a belt just like that because you're carrying spare magazines and you're carrying a pistol. And if you're doing even AR rifle training, you're carrying spare AR magazines. You have to have the rigidity and the durability of the belt. So that belt is a steal. I'm going to buy one. I might buy more than one. But, yeah, great job, Alex.
Well, what I love is the buckle, the way it just clamps down, the way you can set it exactly how you want it.
Yes.
And thanks to Bigley, I bought one of these like a year ago, like I said, on air for about $75. And then I said, hey, why don't you get this? And they were able to buy a whole bunch of them and get quality ones, so they're selling it for $39. And that funds the operation. We bring people whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the coolest. And we have this great water filtration system, highest rated filters, non-detectable level, really great stainless steel. We're trying to sell people things that will empower and enrich their lives and fund our operations, so it's a win-win for everybody. But, Mike, I appreciate your plug for the belt. These things are really, really strong. And they're also lightweight at the same time.
Yeah, and about your water filter there, this is becoming critical because some of the local water supply is becoming contaminated with the return of water from the data center cooling systems. And one of the things I'm going to reveal in the coming hour is how we saw very high aluminum and also high copper, in addition to lead, in the water samples. Now, that's going to get worse and worse because aluminum and copper, those are some of the metals that the water comes into contact with in the circulation system. And a lot of data centers will return water to the local water table, but it's not returned as pure deionized water. It's increasingly contaminated. So, Alex, your water filter being back in stock right now, I think, is absolutely critical. What does that have the filters that go inside like we've seen before, that kind of configuration?
Yes, it's got dual, double carbon, highest rated. I mean, it's as good as anything out there at a lower price. We're very proud of it.
That's what everybody needs, and it has to be gravity because, again, we can't trust the power grid all the time. So, there's nothing wrong with a regular household water filter system, but you need a backup system that's gravity only, and that's what this is. What's the name of it again?
They gave it the name, the Ultimate Platinum. Ultimate Platinum. It's the highest quality stainless steel, the highest rated filters. It's got extra fluoride filters, too, if you want those. It really is an amazing system. We're so proud of it. The problem is getting enough of them.
That's key. Yes, that has been the problem, is the supply chain. But if you've nailed it down, people need to take advantage of that. I'll go into more details about the water contamination coming right up.
I can't wait for this exclusive, because you own a company that tests water and tests everything else. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. I want to explain why I'm so excited about this. This is a hit. This is the best. Royal Flushes, mega supreme good. This is a home run. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I've never been sexually attracted to like a sports car. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. What sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it. And I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support. That's what we got going on at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century. bathroom. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Having to cover stuff like this. I don't like having to research it. And I don't like having to air it. But it is the medicine that will protect the children and bring the criminals to justice. The only problem getting into this is as much horrible stuff as I'm going to show you, you have to understand this is only a tiny fraction of it. I know a lot of you are well-researched. You understand that. But for those that don't, this is far worse than I can even articulate with words. It is systemic, it is epidemic to the Western establishment and the people running our governments. We have a collection of Satanists, pedophiles, occultists, people that are all about selfishness, that are all about separating themselves from God, and they get a thrill out of doing really degenerate, horrible stuff. I mean, you don't think anybody actually enjoys eating poop or drinking blood. And that's low-level stuff these people do. That's just entry-level. That's like the gateway drug. Torturing themselves, torturing others, mutilating their bodies. This is all about in service to Satan. And at the epicenter of all these pedophile rings around the world, the Netherlands, France, Germany are some of the worst, but the UK, according to all the experts in my own research, and I'm an expert, is the mothership. It's hands down the capital of this stuff. And I've been on here 32 years, and it's constantly in the British news that MI6, MI5 are run by pedophiles, that the BBC is run by pedophiles, that this is what they do. And they've been caught over and over again, including killing children. So when they bring in the Muslims, most Muslim cultures, pedophilia is in the Quran. It's allowed at certain levels, but it's not epidemic. It's widespread. But in Pakistan, it's part of the culture, and it's just done. And so is inbreeding. Most of the deformed children in the UK are Pakistani, even though they're like 3% of the population. You know, about the 500,000 girls kidnapped, raped, tortured, many of them killed. Their favorite thing is to chop them up into kebabs and sell them as lamb at kebab shops. I'm not kidding if you're a new listener. Doesn't sound real. They won't say who did it yesterday, so that means it's a Muslim or something. Throwing babies into, you know, 3-year-olds into crocodiles to be ripped into pieces. You've got the German government from the 60s into the 2000s, declassified 8 years ago, sent 30-plus thousand children to live with pedophiles to create a new culture, including newborn babies being brutally raped, training them for sex slavery for intelligence agencies in NATO. You just pull all that up. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff at you here. You look it up. UN, giant, huge sex trafficking operations all over the world, DynCorp, Halliburton, Alcott, congressional hearings, you name it. But if you want to know who the kingpins are, at the very top of it, overhead shot, please. Keir Starmer was a Child Protective Services judge. Before that, he was a hardcore communist operative. And then he was so good at this, about 25 years ago, they made him for 15 years the head magistrate over all the family courts in the UK, or England and Wales. Now, zoom in on his eyes in that shot. That's him when he was first appointed the Lord High Inquisitor over all of it. And he protected that man, Jimmy Savile, who had the highest level national security clearance, where he had a special badge that he could go into any nuclear weapons bunker, any aircraft he wanted. He could not go into the palace at midnight, go into any room he wanted. He was best friends with Prince Charles. And he worked very closely to cover up the 450 children that were kidnapped, in many cases murdered, their blood drunk. They actually found the satanic temple under his house. You can look all this up. So Keir Starmer 100% is the enabler and the Lord High Protector of the most hardcore devil worshipers in modern times. All right? And Savile's specialty was going into terminally ill children, and then imagine they would die while he was with them secretly at the hospital. He would really load them into an ambulance and take them in to be dungeon tortured. Then they would take them back and say they died at the hospital. We know about 450 kids, but it was a lot worse than that. And they put them on TV and have them sit on his lap and tell him how much he loved them. He'd get their trust, and then he would brutally rape, torture, and then drink their blood with other men and women. So very nice people. Now, you look this up. Now, and if you're a new listener, this sounds shocking, but look what's in the Epstein files that came out last year. Remember and earlier this year, remember those? The cannibalism, the rape, the sex slaves, the delivering the jerky. We're walking the jerky up from the boats right now. We're going to cut it up and eat it fresh. Yeah, I don't want frozen jerky. Don't worry. Tonight, you eat fresh. Fresh children. So Jimmy Savile abused around 450 children over a 50-year period. That's what's known. Keir Starmer, the director of public prosecutions, declined to prosecute the case. File was later destroyed, and BBC covered it up. So he's the head magistrate over kids, the head over total prosecutions. He's the key guy, okay? So that these people could do all this. And Savile openly did pervert stuff, you know, on TV. That's what he was known for. Now, we get the new stuff here in a minute, including feeding three-year-olds to crocodiles yesterday. Look at this graphic, and I've used this analogy before myself. They now say it's 500,000 children in the official government inquiry covered up by Keir Starmer the last 20-something years. But let's just go with the earlier number of 250,000. Think of how many stadiums this is. This is a stadium with 62,000 people. Here's another one with 60,000. So how many 62,000s fit into 250,000? Dozens of sports stadiums with 62,000 people in them, mainly little girls, many of them killed, and they use the Pakistanis and others and corrupt police departments to run them and control them. And if they got uppity, if their dad tried to save them, they'd be arrested. The police officer spoke up, they'd be killed. This is industrial level attacks. Now, that leads us to the new stuff. This is yesterday. And you watch the local newscast, they say, oh, we're not allowed to tell you who it is. They said that yesterday. You always know what that means. It means it's an invader, a foreigner. Man arrested after toddler ended up in crocodile enclosure, not fit for interview, and released. But the witnesses said, no, the man grabbed the child and threw him over the fence into the crocodile pit. Here's the crocodile pit at the local zoo. The three-year-old boy who was pulled out of a crocodile enclosure at the Cambridge Zoo on Thursday remains in hospital in critical but stable condition after being chewed on by crocodiles. We have several local newscasts on this, dealing with it. The UK police are refusing to release identity, and they now say they have released him. Man 30 accused of throwing child in the crocodile pit declared not fit for interview and released. Well, there you go. And they go around, rape victims, you name it, the police arresting them if they even criticize it. I have articles where a woman screamed out for help while she was being raped. And they said, we're not arresting the Muslims. You screamed and upset the neighbors. You go to jail now. I'll show you that latest article. Well, here it is right here. Woman who alleged gang rape failed as four Nottinghamshire police officers resigned. The woman herself ended up being arrested on suspicion of breaching the peace because she ran around screaming naked in the street, saying, they raped me, help me, help me. Not allowed to do that. They can have their Muslim call to prayer and the rest of it, but that's just the way this works. We've got more on that for you, but here's local whitewashing newscast dealing with the latest crocodile feeding event. Here it is.
Astonishing story that is coming to us from Huntingtonshire. A 30-year-old man from Norfolk has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a 3-year-old boy ended up in the crocodile enclosure.
You got to talk to CJ about
Oldhurst in Huntingtonshire, leaving him with serious injuries, according to Cambridgeshire Police. That is just coming to us from the police service at the moment. They say that they are with the boy's family in hospital as they wait for news on the treatment of their child. So that is the breaking news. A 30-year-old man from Norfolk arrested on suspicion of attempted murder in Huntingtonshire.
It's now active that he has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder.
And Claire, what can you tell us about the zoo itself?
It's a very popular attraction locally. Lots of people who live around here and from further afield, particularly those with young children, will have visited here. I remember first reporting from this site around 20 years ago when it was very much a working farm. It's still a family farm, a family business. And at that stage, they had all the animals that you'd expect and had just introduced the first of their crocodiles in a bid to sort of diversify the business and welcome in more visitors. It has grown by leaps and bounds since then. Lots of additions in the buildings behind me, including a very popular farm shop and a cafe. And according to its website, it now has 100 animals on site, including lions and tigers and, of course, the crocodiles as well. We were here back in April reporting on tourism in the heatwave. But, of course, today's story, very, very different, very distressing for people living locally. And we can speak to a local councillor now, Charlotte Lowe, who is both a district and county councillor. Charlotte, thank you for making time this evening. What is the reaction locally? It's such a shock.
It is. Everybody's flabbergasted with it. Everyone's in complete shock. How on earth has it managed to happen? And you don't expect it to happen on your doorstep in a rural village.
It is every parent's nightmare, isn't it? Yeah. Particularly those of us who brought our own children along, or your nieces, I think you said.
Yes, brought my nieces here. Yeah, it's just my thoughts and prayers are really for the family and the staff at Johnson's who've had to go through all of this as well. It's awful. I'd hate to be going through that myself. Not nice.
You know, when you watch those old 40s and 50s movies, Indiana Jones is kind of a remake of that old genre, where it has, like, the archaeologist adventure, and they're in Africa or they're in Asia, and the crazy locals feed children to crocodiles, and that's because all that stuff goes on around the world. And so you bring people from fourth-world caveman countries, and they love to stab babies in baby carriages. They love to kidnap your daughter and rape her. There's crocodiles? There's a 3-year-old? Delicious. I'm throwing that white kid in. I've got countless videos of Muslims saying, we're here to conquer, we're here to murder you, we're here to kill you, we're God, we're supreme. They're all inbred. They're completely insane. Of the particular groups that are doing it. Look how arrogant the Somalis are. I mean, these people are crazy. So, evil monster who murdered toddler Preston Davey, he did this 3 years ago, it's just now he's been convicted, will die in jail for a crime that shocked the nation. Preston Davey, the teacher, will never leave prison for murder and sexual abuse of adopted baby. Now, I've read the actual conviction stuff. We can't play it on air. You'll hear the parts with the judge and others reading it being bleeped out. But whole life order, life in prison, given to UK teacher who sexually abused and murdered adopted baby. Now, this Jamie Varley and his boyfriend, they haven't gotten around to him yet. Just to describe this, the internal organs were all bruised and beaten up from the 13-month-old being raped. Lungs were full, and they found damage of it over and over again, vomit, and semen. So these men would, orally rape the baby. Then there's countless videos of them not letting the baby sleep and slapping it around and all the rest of it. And then finally it drowned in its own, vomit. When the gay liberal teacher who, just four months into it, being taken away from their mother, and we have footage we're going to show you of the baby happy with the parents, but, you know, they were Christian, and, you know, they had some problems, and the mom had some problems, and so it was given to the gay men. You see this all the time, and, well, then they proceeded to torture and rape, or he did, baby to death. And again, that's in the reports by the coroner, and just evidence of just cuts and healed cuts and bruises, the whole body beat up, the organs beaten to a pulp, because, you know, you have men, obviously, I guess, large penises, you're just beating the living hell out of the insides of this child. And that's really, you see this all the time where they catch him, and they're even loaning the kids out. You know, here in the U.S., see the cases all the time. I'm not saying there aren't gay men that adopt kids, you know, they're all raping them, but statistically, it's a very high level because they're really pedophiles. I mean, who really wants to go out and get some Christian family's kid? This is what they want. This is what they're into. And I'm not going to even get into the full details of it, but imagine this baby drowned in vomit and semen, its own vomit and semen, with it going into its lungs. So absolute vicious torture, and I'm sad the child's dead. Very sweet little child in the arms of God, no doubt right now. And of course there is a hell, and these guys are going to it. But particularly the one that's been convicted. Oh, obviously the partner, I'm sure, is totally innocent. I shouldn't say that. They're an angel. But here, ladies and gentlemen, is the baby right before it was taken away to be tortured to death over 4 months.
Preston Davey was a happy and playful boy who never stood a chance. He was seen giggling in heartbreaking videos filmed months before he was adopted.
Are you laughing? Are you laughing?
Are you laughing? Are we laughing?
That's his real father. They took the baby away.
Preston's evil dad's Jamie Varley and his partner then subjected him to horrific abuse.
Look at that baby, looks at him.
Oopsie! Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I've watched hours of court tape. They would then stage where the baby got hurt for the broken bones and busted lips. But look at the baby who they would sleep deprive before raping, and how the baby's looking at him like, why are you doing this to me? What? You see the child's eyes, like, it was so happy with his mother and father, but with them, they're like, the baby's like, what? Trying to smile at him? Like an adult, though, like, why do you do this? What's wrong with you? Go back to that footage again. Go ahead and play it one more time.
Preston Davey was a happy and playful boy who never stood a chance. He was seen giggling in heartbreaking videos filmed months before he was adopted.
He loved it.
Poor kid now.
He loved it.
He fed right into a wood chipper.
Are you laughing? Are we laughing?
Soon you'll be in a torture dungeon.
Preston's evil dad's Jamie Varley and his partner then subjected him to horrific abuse.
The child's looking at him like, what is your problem? This came out in chorus where they would stage the accidents. Oh, that's why your face is busted open. Oopsie. Lesions all over him, healed scars all over him, just tortured to death. Finally raped to death, orally, in vomit and semen. Sorry to say it, just that's your liberal. It's liberal, though. It's liberal. Cover it up. So they can keep doing it, getting their satanic power for Starmer. Look at Starmer. Look at those eyes. You're looking at absolute satanic demon in the flesh on Earth. So here are the police who are interviewing the now convicted monster. And he's going to spend life in prison. He'll probably be out soon, actually. They'll probably make him the prime minister next. And just remember, it's the social workers, it's the CPS, it is around the Western world that enable this and do all this. So they're just as guilty as the crocodile, the human crocodile they fed this beautiful baby to. Here's the scumbag being interrogated by the police.
So how did you know that there was an injury there?
Because it was on the outside of his lip. It was visible on the outside of his lip here. He had two or three little cuts here on his bottom lip.
But this injury we're describing is under his lip.
I'm not normally for torture, but that guy needs to be tortured for 4 months. I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying if there was justice, it turns the people that would carry it out into abusers, so... He needs to just be, he needs to have a fire hose shoved down his throat and turned on high and blow his guts out the back. I mean, that's basically this kid, this baby. I mean, just look at this pig demon. And by the way, social workers knew it was happening. came out in court, wouldn't do anything. Because they're liberal. You can't. They're liberal. Oh, you're a Sikh. You just stabbed somebody five times. It's okay. We're letting him bleed to death because you said he's racist. Here, let's go back to it.
I'm referring to, I spoke to a nurse or a doctor. I'm referring to the ones on his lip here.
Have you been rough with Preston?
No.
Have you abused him?
No.
Have you been placing items into his mouth,
no,
causing that frenulum to break?
No.
Or consistent with Preston Davey being the victim of sexual abuse by forcible... which would include a... Explain that, Jamie. Dr. Arbour will say that the force has caused a bruise to his bladder. And Dr. Arbour will also go on to report that this was a very recent event prior to death, even just a number of hours before.
Yeah, these guys brutally, brutally raped the baby.
How do you explain this?
Over and over again.
He needs to lose his job and it's being something else. Because you're absolutely wrong.
Preston was...
And it's in the report. His guts were torn out.
What did you do to him?
Nothing.
Did you place objects in...
No.
Dr. Armour's report also states that there are areas of the lungs with foreign material identified, and in Dr. Armour's opinion, is consistent with the breathing in and out of the contents of his stomach. How do you explain this?
No comment.
Did you cause this?
No.
And the post-mortem examination has identified some previous bleeding into the lungs. So, how do you explain this bleeding previously into his lungs?
No comment.
Did you also cause this injury prior to the day that he died?
No.
It's in the Epstein files. That we get recordings of the mothers speaking so they could play to the babies while they raped them because it would freak the babies out more.
Back of the throat of Preston Davey, along with bleeding into the lungs. And Dr. Armour will say that an upper airway obstruction...
So this guy raped his lungs.
...of baby Preston. That a blockage suddenly occurred in the upper airway. Dr. Armour reports that this is caused by a deliberate act of smothering.
They're saying they'll arrest anybody in the UK that plays this, by the way. That's why we're airing it. They don't want you to know what they're up to. So Keir Starmer is just as guilty as this guy. He's a devil-worshipping Satanist who protects known pedophiles. If I had to guess, I'm sure he's raped hundreds of children himself, probably killed them. I don't know that, but if I was a betting man, I mean, I would imagine Starmer's done some throat slitting, done some killing, just like Timmy Savelli protected. That man on screen right there is a child murderer and a Satanist. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But God will have his vengeance on Keir Starmer. Look at those eyes right there. That's the eyes of Satan.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there. But there are dozens and dozens of countries that have experienced it. And, of course, you have countries that... going bankrupt like six or seven times. I mean, not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Yeah.
And I've always hoped that, you know, the U.S. never does it. But we are not immune from it happening.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So the implications of that are bond market is toast because the value of bonds, the price of bonds comes down as interest rates rise. The inverse is also true. When interest rates come down, the value of bonds goes up. So as you raise interest rates, the value of bonds comes down. Who's allocated into bonds? The bond market is way larger than the equity market, the stock market. So you've got pension funds that are allocated into bonds, right? Anybody that's on a fixed income, banks are allocated into bonds. Consider this, an insurance company. Most insurance companies across the country are allocated about 90% into the bond market with their internal portfolios. What does an insurance company do? It pays beneficiaries when people die, right? So if the asset that they have to sell to pay those beneficiaries is coming down in price, this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything, and on the banking system.
And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed.
Yeah, because that was our get out of jail free card, right? We could print as much money as we want, and everybody around the world still needed the U.S. dollar. If you don't have reserve currency status like every other country, other than the one that has reserve currency status, when you print excessively, people no longer want your currency. Don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. So you can roll over your IRAs. You have an old 401k, roll that over. Your brokerage accounts, take delivery of it at home or store it at a depository. If you don't want to take delivery of it at home, we'll walk you through that, answer your questions, make sure that you feel comfortable with everything, because it's ultimately your decision. We're just here to help guide and go on this journey with you. 1,000-ounce bars of silver, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, or 1-ounce generic refinery
rounds. But then you can roll over the financial instruments too.
1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars, IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, simple, SEP, Roth, traditional, inherited, we can do that. Or you can do just a brokerage account that you just wire us funds, and it's a non-IRA account.
Is it wholesale? And are they buying it back with no cost? No fee. This is the place to go. And we'll get into gold and silver as well. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. That way they know it comes from us. So it supports the broadcast. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Call and get a free consultation or sign up for email. They'll call you back. They can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. This is the place to go. KEPM.com/gold. So gold and silver is the way to go. The best investment the last 2+ years. And you can just check the wholesale price every day. That's what you get it for. You sell it back. For no cost, nobody else of any size does that. That's real.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So for TV viewers, I can show you this. This is a classic pineapple fragmentation hand grenade that the U.S. military has been using since about the 20s, and it's still in use today. And it's got high plastic explosives inside of it. This is one that's been disarmed, obviously. And you pull the pin, and it ignites a fuse that burns whatever you set it to, 5 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever you want. And then you throw this into somebody's window or into somebody's car or over an embankment where troops are at, and it explodes. Now, when Soros and other leftist judges around the world, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, Canada, the US, when they release people on their own personal recognizance after they shoot at police, shoot people, that happens in Austin just a few weeks ago, they are doing the equivalent of pulling a pin on a hand grenade and throwing it out into the general public. It's the exact same thing. So none of this is done by accident. This is all done by design. And without even looking, that's a key thing I say every day. Without even looking, I come across, no exaggeration, at least 50 examples every day of in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, you name it, of people convicted raping children as young as 3-4 years old, and the judges let them go, no time served. Today, dozens of examples in the U.S., in the U.K., in Germany, in France. And why would you do that? Sometimes they've had 20, 30, 40, 50 convictions, dozens of violent convictions. Rape. Just last week in Austin, this guy had broken into more than 30 women's homes in the last 10 years and then strangled them and raped them. But because he never killed them, he just strangles them while he does it. It's okay. And he's black. They let him out again with no bond. That was last week, just here in Austin. The guys that killed our reporter, Jamie White, they said they killed him because he was white. They made rap songs about it, a black guy and a Hispanic guy. They just plea bargained to 25 years in jail last week. And the judges that let them out before for other violent crimes, just like, hey, here's a hand grenade. Ha! Enjoy yourself. Boom! Here's a nice gift for you. Here, have one. Have a hand grenade. Speaking of hand grenades, I see in the news every week or so that they try to cover it up, but in Sweden particularly, but also in Germany and France, there are hand grenade attacks, killing people, police stations, you name it. Of course, hand grenades are illegal there. They're illegal here. That is armed, you know, full hand grenades. And so are guns over there. But magically, the Islamics all get them and ship them in. So this is all meant to bring down society, demoralize people. And if the victims are white, well, you just immediately get out of jail. But if you're white and you come up to a Black Lives Matter protest and Antifa points guns at you and says, get out of the car, and you shoot one of them who's aiming a gun at you, a rifle, you go to jail. You know these cases. You're with a bunch of black people, and there's a crazy big black guy who's been in jail dozens of times attacking people, and he's attacking people, and you restrain him and choke him out, and he dies. And the black folks are like, no, we couldn't control him. We would have done it too. Thank you, sir. And you go to jail. So, and there are plenty of crazy white people out there running around too that are schizophrenic. The difference is they attack somebody or hurt somebody. They go to jail for 10 years. They kill somebody 20, 30 years. Not if you're black. They are just letting crazy people run around. Now, you talk to Muslims out of Pakistan and stuff, inbred, statistically crazy, very high crime rates, raping women, they say is okay in their interpretation of the Quran, and you wonder why 90% of the rapes are these few sects, I don't mean sex, sects, you know, like groups of Muslim men. And by the way, I noticed this finally hit the news. We first covered this 10 years ago when it started, and I covered it again 6 months ago, and people didn't believe me, even though when I showed you the videos. And then I noticed about a week ago, I covered it, and people didn't believe me because I've already shown it so many times. Like, you know what? This is real. And I know how the general internet is, not our main audience, but I knew when it hit X and Rumble and Facebook and Instagram, I knew that if I wouldn't show it, because when I do show it, it gets a million views, which is low. I do it every few months. And I was thinking last week, or it was about a week and a half ago, I said, I'm going to talk about how in Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England, and in Germany, and in Sweden, and in France, they have the local leftist NGO UN groups, the migrant councils, have 10, 11, 12-year-old girls get scantily clad and shake their butts on camera and say, I'm waiting for you, I'm here, please move to my town. And then they air these things at the refugee centers in Africa and the Middle East and get the men ready. It's almost all military-aged men to come. And in Germany, they even run stuff in Arabic to the world that show 12, 13-year-old girls going, I am German. They have taught me to want a 24-year-old Muslim, that Muslim is the way. I want to marry you, have your babies, baby. This is in German, but we have the subtitles. So the government literally, like you put cheese out for a mouse to get it to come, you know, to the mousetrap. Oh, no, no. This is putting little girls out to get you to come in because 90% are military-aged men, 90% never get a job other than drug dealing and rape and murder. And so last week, it was like last Monday, I mentioned it and talked about it. And then I said, I'm not going to show it to you. And I waited. And then last night, I fired up X, and there it was, top trending, hundreds of thousands of posts, but just out of Wales. City council with the migrant council run by Muslims put this ad out 10 years ago of the little girl saying, come here, baby, I'm waiting for you. See, it's weird how the human brain works. If I don't show it to you, then you go find it and you care. So maybe I shouldn't show you this other stuff and just tell you I have it. So then you'll go discover it for yourself. It's weird. It's like the Q stuff. People love something if they can't prove it, even though what I'm saying is true. Now, by the way, this out of Wales is 10 years old. I've got stuff last year out of Sweden where it shows like, looks like 25-year-old bombshell blondes I mean, super hot, okay? Fully mature, look like Marilyn Monroe, and they're in Swedish, but also with the Arabic being read under it, saying, oh, gosh, I love Muslims. You're so sexy. Oh, baby, come here. I'm waiting for you. I'm 14. I'm waiting. And, of course, it's a 20-something-year-old woman. These people watch this. They believe it. That's why when they jump off the boats, they say, I'm here for the women. I'm here to rule. I'm here to conquer. I'm here to take over. And then they throw fits and go, where's my, you know what? I got to make a documentary about this because I've got thousands of clips now. I can't even keep track of it all. I only hear a fraction of them. But imagine a film starting with that, with like a doom, 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 just like 10 minutes of that up front. And then showing the rape and the murder and women going in Germany and other places to migrant appreciation concerts. And these beautiful 20-something-year-old women get out and they go, oh, hello, Islam. And the men just go, rah, rah, just raping them. I've only shown this on air once. Stations got mad, even though we barred it out, but we didn't bar the faces. The women are just being held with their legs back, and the men are just lined up raping them for hours, and the women are just like, and you see the hell on their faces. We got to dig. See, I'm not going to show you that, though. You're going to find it. You're going to get tens of millions of views. Because if I just show you this, we'll get a million views. I don't want the credit. I've seen at least 20 videos out of Germany, Sweden, France, Italy, and Scotland, where the women are brutally, I mean, there's video, brutally gang raped. Now, they expunge most of it off the web, but you can talk about it, ask message boards about it, you will get it. And then in a few days, I'm crowdsourcing you to do it, because I've got a few of the clips today, but I'm not going to show them. Not going to show them. Hey, you can prove Jones is a liar. Why don't you go prove me a liar? Like, nobody fed a kid to a crocodile yesterday. They won't say who. That tells you who. Come on. They're not feeding three-year-old English babies to crocodiles. Okay. Yeah, they are. They're not raping 14-month-old babies to death and filling their lungs full of semen. Yeah, they are. That's the gay, trendy white guys. So I'm learning how people's brains work. I'm not going to show you the women at the migrant appreciation concerts, cultural Islamic appreciation events. Those are the names. And you're going to go find what I've already seen. I bet you find more. That is your work, your mission if you choose to accept it, and you can post it, whoever, and then I will link to you. It's not that I'm afraid to post this stuff. For whatever reason, if you find it and post it and it's not me, there's not all the shadow bans, it'll be 10 times bigger. Because I just want to stop this stuff. I don't want the credit. I don't want to be the big number one guy at the tip of the spear all the time. Walking point for 32 years ain't fun. So I'll get to, this is a mild one. This is the one that went viral. I was like, I saw this last night with millions of views, dozens of videos, millions a piece, and like, you know, hundreds of thousands of posts, just top of X. And I was like, they're upset about that? That's the mild one. Oh, hi, I'm waiting for you, Muslim here. I'm 11 years old, baby. We're waiting for you. Do you like my short schoolgirl skirt? I mean, the ones out of Germany. Oh, Muslim men. Oh, this is my husband. He's 24. He pleasures me so well. I want you to come to Germany. I'm waiting for you, baby. Baby. I mean, the sickness of this. You wonder why they're all showing up demanding all this is because of that. But let me just give you some other stuff first. Look at this. This is Judge Tracy Lloyd Clarkey. Look at her. She looks like Ghislaine Maxwell with a wig on. Recorder of Cardiff. She sentenced ex-soldier Daffron Williams, a 41-year-old veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffered PTSD, 2 years in prison, have to be served in custody for Facebook post made in the tense days after the Sutherland child murders. Yeah, the Muslims stabbing little girls to death. His post resurfaced Civil War is Here and included anti-Semitic imagery. She acknowledges military service, good character references, and mental health struggles, but still sent him to prison for words on the internet. The same judge, I'm just going to give you one example, there's thousands of these, has also jailed others for social media posts in the riot crackdown, including 24-year-old David Morgan, who received 20 months for tweets involving Nazi imagery and racist content. Yet, when Reese Newman, convicted of the historic rape of a girl under 14, appeared before her for breaching his sex offender requirements, he was already a sex offender, She suspended his 2-month jail term, explicitly citing prison overcrowding. Part of the course. Oh, look at this lady. She was escaping a Muslim with a machete, fell out a 3-story building, and died. But that's okay. There's just hundreds of examples. Oh, let's look at this young man. This guy's par for the course. I am here to rule you, to rule Trump, Elon Musk, Netanyahu, and the Jews. Why are you proud of UK? This is my land. It belongs to Allah, says a recently arrived refugee without documents living for free in a British 4-star hotel. This is their mentality. Yeah, like the Somalis. We secretly founded Minnesota 3,000 years ago. All music is ours, all culture, all mathematics. We invented the wheel. No, you didn't. You didn't have the wheel. And it goes on and on. Iraqi refugee gets 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting 14-year-old girl. Just hundreds of these a day. It's just no big deal. It's all liberal. So it's all a free-for-all for these predators, and it's the Islamics allied with the pedophiles of the UK. They got plenty of them over there without the Muslims being around. And then with, Jamie White killed back in March of last year, and they caught the killers. They were producing rap songs about how they killed that white guy and how much fun it was. They just pled out 25 years. There's a new vile, disgusting TikTok called Austin Bob. It's about stab the white men in the neck. Kill them, kill them, kill them. So the left just open season on whites, murder, rape, do whatever you want. And then the judges, whether you're in the UK or the US, they protect these people. And that's how they operate. And that's how the left gets to go out and murder and kill whoever they want. So they've set up quite the system here. So go ahead and play the township thing in Wales, run by Muslims. They produce this. Yes, parents let their daughters go and with Muslim men promote this to be aired in the Middle East and Africa. That's on record. So here it is.
Shemai.
Hello and welcome to Wales.
We understand being a refugee isn't easy. They go through so much.
Fleeing your country is difficult, but Wales wants to help you feel welcome.
The Welsh Refugee Council is here to help you. You can contact them here.
Wales is seen as a nation of sanctuary. We welcome anyone and everyone. We recognise your skills and talent.
The Welsh Refugee Council offers a lot of support, including
ESOL classes, which means English for speakers for other languages. It may be hard to learn our language, so we offer support. Employment. You may feel stressed about employment, but we can help. They help you to apply for bank accounts, child benefits, and they can help with housing. It's very important to have a warm place that you can call home. Education. Children have the right to education. Play for children. We know how important it is for children to socialise. Help finding doctors. It's extremely important to have
healthcare.
Not only this, but Wales offers free education and healthcare.
There are many job opportunities here in Wales. IKEA works closely with the Welsh Refugee Council, providing jobs for refugees that come from all over the world.
On the screen now are some basic Welsh phrases.
Shemai.
Hello.
Bore da.
Good morning.
Prynhawn da.
Good afternoon.
Nos da.
Good night.
Sut wyt ti.
How are you?
We understand that you have been through a lot, and that is why the Welsh Refugee Council is here to help you.
Thank you for listening.
So that's the one that gets the attention that's 10 years old. We first aired it 10 years ago. That is nothing. We now have new Welsh Refugee Council stuff. That's like the famous meme where it's like the 10 black guys in white and the little teenage girl in front of them. You know what's about to happen. They have it with all the Muslim men smiling in the government, and then there'll be little girls in front of them, and that's what they put out, like, hey. And then you know about the 500,000 sex slavery, all of it. This is like dangling the goodies out to the Islamics to come. Free health care, free everything, here it is. But everybody should go out and find the stuff in Germany, Sweden, France, and the other stuff in the UK, far worse than actually shaking their ass, saying, I'm 14, I want to marry a Muslim, come here, baby, baby, baby. I'm not going to play it. It's up to you. It's up to you. Like in V, says, why didn't you take action before? And he goes, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. So no one cares if I show it. Now, because I put it out there, the mystery's there. I have no doubt you'll find stuff I didn't find. It'll be worse. Now take action. I've given you the breadcrumbs, my friends. Now, speaking of the Austin Bob. Oh, it's the Bob. You've heard of the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash, the Monster Mash. Or you've heard of Mamow Mow, Mamow Mow, Mamow. Everybody's heard about the bird. We can't have songs like that. We gotta have songs like My Boyfriend's Back and You're Gonna Be in Trouble. Hey, no. Nothing fun, nothing wholesome, folks. We've got the Austin Bob. And this on top of all the left everywhere will shoot you in the neck like Charlie Kirk. We'll stab you to death like Austin Metcalf. You've seen the celebrations. You've seen Jasmine Crockett celebrating it, members of Congress. But here are black young folks all celebrating how they're ready to stab people, kill those whites. That'll get them ahead. Here it is.
Austin, he don't like my shit. He got stopped by a knife. Five gonna get stopped in shit.
So, yeah, we had to fade it down because we're out of dump. We, we have to delay stuff for our stations when there's cuss words in it. But it's all about stab that Metcalf. And it's just so cool to kill and then get thrown in prison for it. But don't worry, you'll be out in a few years. If you get a Soros judge, you won't ever spend any time in jail. So, guys, I know we're live right now. Have the crew, when we post this to X and Rumble later, a clip of the show, have them add the whole thing in post, okay? Fantastic. I got a bunch of other clips here, too. I got a bunch of black guys saying, why whites we used to hear were so evil and enslaved everybody, why do they lay down to us when we beat them up and attack them and kill them? Why are whites such incredible wimps? Well, whites ended slavery worldwide, except what's still going on in Africa. Whites, on average, were Christian. The stuff you learn about in school, almost none of it's true. Most of the countries in the world and third world places saw the arrival of the Christian missionaries as a good thing for agriculture and wells and medicine. Now, behind us came George Soros and Bill Gates and Prince Charles's dad. All those eugenicists, globalists, but these black guys, all these clips I have are like, well, why are the whites such wimps? Well, because the average white is a guilty person that thinks they're evil, that thinks all humans are bad, that we're killing the earth. They think cows are bad because they fart. They're into being the oppressor and that they are a bad person and they're going to, their new religion is hating themselves. So you look at some pathetic white jellyfish racked with guilt, and you think, well, this is an evil white devil. Why does he give me anything I want? Why does he bow down to me? Why does he do this? Because it's a self-loathing person. It's not who you think it is. That's why 90-plus percent of the time you hear about some black woman grabbed by two white men that carved a swastika on her back, and it turns out it's fake. Or somebody's burning crosses in front of black churches, and it turns out it's the pastor that wants to get more money. As soon as I saw this, deranged anti-Trump leftist charged with hate crime because he got caught on surveillance video after burning crosses with MAGA hat on top in Chicago's Grant Park. And it was a false flag to make MAGA look bad. But he got caught because the cops know, folks. Look at this. Trump appointed judge orders ICE to release Hamas-linked Milwaukee Mosque President Salah Sarsos, I can't pronounce this, despite terror convictions and immigration fraud allegations. Repeat offender released from jail just 2 days earlier randomly chokes a woman at Target in California. I mean, I'm just randomly going through these. Fired Florida juvenile probation officer kept access to sensitive court database for years, used it 106 times to tip off drug traffickers about active arrest warrants. I mean, I'm just going through all of this because there is an idea that's been put out there now that as long as you're doing it to white people, it's okay because they deserve it because they're evil. I'll never forget I had him on the show. He said the newspaper had on something X. I forget his first name. The head of the New Black Panthers out of Houston, like 10 years ago. And he said, we need to mug and kill the white people. Black people need to stop robbing and killing black people. And you need to get in the white neighborhoods and rob and kill them because they're the devil and they deserve it. You've seen similar clips we played earlier in the week of others saying it, the New Black Panther Party again, and others, and the John Brown Gun Club. But that's because they know 90% of blacks are getting killed by blacks, And they already know it's 20-1 black on white crime. That's a low number. It's probably worse. So they're literally out there calling for this, but they never get arrested. They never go to prison. That's illegal speech saying go out and kill people, go out and kill groups. It's not protected because I'll bet you $1 trillion the Southern Poverty Law Center is funding them. I've never seen that come out, but I've seen it. Leftist groups, NGOs are funding them. And so it's all the same thing. So people need to be aware, as bad as all this is being progenerated. This is coming out of the global left worldwide. This is their divide and conquer program. All right. We're going to break. Billy Carson, really smart individual on secret history and archaeology, joining us. Super big guest. Can't wait for him to be joining us. I'm going on his show soon as well. But before we go any further, this new shirt that Bigley came out with is the best of all these new July 4th, 250th anniversary shirts. I'm really, really proud of it. It is America 76, 250 years. It's the G.I. Joe type design. Really a good looking shirt. It's got the Betsy Ross flag on the right shoulder. It is a hit. Big Lee's mailing me mine right now from Arkansas. I'm going to be wearing this on the show, if not tomorrow, by Sunday. I know a hit when I see it. I love this new shirt. And I helped design some of the other shirts. They're excellent. This is a really good crop of limited edition 250th anniversary 1776 apparel to meet like-minded people, to spread the word, and to support the broadcast. So great job at Bigley with that America 76, 250 years. It looks great with a sports jacket, great without it. It's that brilliant blue on white with red, white, and blue. I think this is a first-rate shirt, and the other designs are amazing as well. They're limited edition, only sold through the month of July coming up, so the end of June and July, and it funds the operation. I want to thank all of you that are getting some of the great limited edition shirts at thealexshowstore.com, and want to encourage those of you that have it to take action now. That's how we spread the word, and it's how we fund this operation. Separately, the first run of the very best gravity-fed filters with the very best filters that cut everything out, highest rated, with the very nicest, high-quality stainless steel, beautiful units sold out. More coming in like a week and a half. That's pre-order, but we're going to have to stop the pre-order soon because that order will be sold out, and I'm not going to do pre-order anymore until we're stocked up. But if you want to get one of these filters now, you need to get your order in soon for the Platinum Ultimate Gravity Fed System, dual carbon platinum gravity fed waterfall system. Right now, make sure you get yours at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us, hour number three.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs. Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.